Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith.
What up, fam? It is so nice to be here to talk to you in the beautiful landscape of my office and of Virginia Beach, Virginia, where the sun is shining, the birds have been chirping, and spring has finally sprung. And you know my bathing suit loving self has been so thrilled to just have a little bit of freedom outside of a coat and shoes. And if you know anything about me, landscape always matters. I'm constantly chasing palm trees. If you don't follow my Instagram or the retreats that we go on or anything about my home, then I don't know why you'd be listening to this, but here you are. And so let me tell you a little bit more about this idea of landscape design and how it is so critical, not just for your inner being, but also for your outer being. And more importantly, the reason we're here, not more importantly, because I think your inner being is the most important, right? The inner being that's aligned to Jesus. But the reason that we're here, that is so important. The 5-ish minutes that you're going to listen to Cora talk is about our businesses. How are we going to grow? How are we going to transform ourselves from the inside out so that we can serve abundantly the kingdom of God in our unique mission, our unique purpose, and our unique ability to serve other people, right? It's not about us. It has nothing to do with us, but it starts with us. And so landscape design is strategically a method for you to clear it out, to literally strategically create boundaries that are not intended to necessarily block something that you can't do, but block maybe what's coming in. And so we're gonna talk about it. Are you ready? Are you ready? We're already talking about it, but what is it? What is it? Let's give you a simple example. Landscape design, number one, the way that I started landscape design, decluttering the cabinets, not just from a place of minimalism, not just from a Marie Kondo concept, but the pantry specifically, because what is holding you down, what held me down for a long time without ever knowing was what was going into my body, what I was consuming through my mouth, and also lots of other areas of consumption when it came to music and media and all of that. But we're here specifically for the cabinet, okay? And gluten specifically had me so lethargic. And not just gluten, just carbohydrates on certain levels, cereal, sugar. I mean, things that were creating this really, really high and then this really, really low crash. And I was sleeping 10 to 11 hours a night and then 2 to 3 hours during the day, literally more than my toddlers did at the time. And I had to. I was so exhausted. I think I was running a mental race that my body couldn't keep up with. My body was trying to keep up with my athleticism, and yet I was fueling it in all the wrong ways. And it feels so freeing to say all of this out loud. And it's a part of my book, and I've been spending the last week just in dedicated time, also through landscape design. Here's another example. If you are trying to create something, if you have something that you have been so passionate about that you want to build, and you're trying to do it sporadically here and there with the extra bit of energy or time that you may have, sometimes you just need to create a controlled environment, such as going to a hotel for 3 days. Don't leave. Bring your food with you. Don't get distracted. Put your phone away. Turn off the bingings and the pingings and all of the things and do the thing you are called to do. And that is another example of landscape design. So clear out the junk from your cabinets, create a schedule, create momentum, create margin, right? landscape design can also be within the other things that I mentioned, the other inputs of your brain, of your spirit, of your mind, of your heart, of your eyes, of your ears. What music are you listening to? What media is infiltrating your system that you can not even act as a regular human being because you're frozen in fear? There are so many examples biblically that God, Jesus himself, gave us, you know, the means to do this. And yet we push back so much when it comes to creating something that sounds restrictive or controlling. And yet self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. It's an act of obedience. And so I'm calling you to this, not just to build your business, but to save you treasures in heaven, to save you treasures right here on earth, to create blessings in your life. A little bit of self-control, a little bit of forbearance, the fruit of the Spirit that nobody wants to talk about. The kindness, the goodness, the love, the joy, the peace, that's what we want, right? But guess what? That is a byproduct of acting in this way as well, through landscape design. And it's not a rocket science. It sounds kind of fancy, but it's actually incredibly helpful. And I'm encouraging you to try. Start with one area. Mentally, start creating the blocks. Start creating the boundaries. Another one that people don't like to talk about when it comes to landscape design is their circle, your circle of influence, the people. What posse? Do people say posse? What tribe are you running with? Is it a healthy one? Are they pursuing the heart of the Father? Are they doing the right things? Are they going to the gym? Are they eating the right things? Are they stopping by the fast food joint? Or are they getting late night snacks? Or are they eating or drinking soda or sugar or infiltrating your space with donuts every morning? I still to this day cannot conceptualize why that's a thing for police officers who have to be agile, who have to have energy, who need to be alert. And yet they're creating this sugar crash right in the morning. And hopefully that's like a thing of just the movies now and that doesn't actually happen, but I've seen it. I've seen it for teachers. I'm like, really? They need fuel, not something that's going to actually invigorate pain. Is that a word for that? Yes. You don't feel it. It feels amazing going down, right? Landscape design is so critical. When it comes to people, you have to create boundaries too. If you've never read Henry Cloud's Safe People book or Boundaries, amazing must reads. They were gifts from my fairy godmother when she told me about them. And really, I do have a fairy godmother, so you'll learn about that in my book as well. But this is the whole reason that I've created my mastermind. It's the whole reason I created my membership program. It's the reason I wanted to align like-hearted, like-minded people, not only because it's biblically sound, but because I've seen the fruits of a collective momentum. Of people not just cheering you on, not just supporting you, but speaking life into you. Affirmation, sharing in the burdens, right? He says the burden is light, and that's because there's multiple people carrying it when you are in community, in a family, in a healthy environment. One that's not pointing fingers, one that's not downcasting, one that is not telling you you can't, but in fact is saying you will. Not just that you can, but you will, and that you are. And that all happens by your action in landscape design. So how did Jesus example this? I said that he did. I alluded to it earlier, but I didn't give you actual examples. And if I'm speaking in true context and not just giving you fluff, go check out when he went 40 days and 40 nights into the wilderness. He created a landscape that sounds pretty treacherous. Why would somebody do that? Where they could have a really warm place to eat and sleep, right? No, he needed no distractions. He needed reconnection. He needed realignment. And you need every single one of those every single day, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Additionally, the people, the hard one, the conversation that nobody wants to have, they actually strategically only had 12. And here we are wanting global connection, right? Here we are having all the people on our phones, all access, all hours of the day. Is it safe? Is it distracting? Is it limiting? Is it speaking life to you? You guys, you have to partner with people who believe in you, and I truly, wholeheartedly do. Not just from the powerful testimony that I know you've lived to this point, not just for the continued transformation, not just for the ideas and the dreams and the visions and the gifts and the talents that he's already resourced you with. I believe in you because, in fact, that's the whole reason you're here. To activate, to show up, to illuminate and be a light, a city on a hill, a lamp on a lampstand, not beneath a basket. This is your calling. This is your time. Your calling is calling, but you have to act in landscape design. This is not an option. It is critical, right? So if you need help or you need support or you're pushing people out and you need to link arms with someone new, I'm your girl. I would be honored to share in that process, to share in that journey. You can book a call with me. We can get to know one another. If I already know you and you're already listening to this, I love you. I thank you. Share it with more people and let's get you involved in the new launch of the Mastermind Harvest, which is coming to you full-fledgedly in June. But we already have people signed up for it, for this, for that, for this, for it. I said like three words all at one time, right? Declutter, landscape design your mind. That's also critical. Margin, right? This all matters. I'm not just speaking from a place of unrealistic, fictitious ideas. This isn't something I read in a book. In fact, you'll be able to read it in a book because it'll be in my book, but it's actually something I've lived out for over half of what I was going to say my healing journey, but that's not what since my healing journey. I'm going to say half a decade. That's right. Half a decade. 6 years, right? This is activation. And you can start today on your journey of landscape design to live in a state of freedom instead of being weighed down. And it's not just in your kitchen. It's not just in your closets. It's not just in your interior closets. It's also for your business. It's how it exceeds all of your dreams. Because he is allowed into a place that we often push him out. Jesus in the marketplace, yes. Every single area of your life, he desires. So put him in. Just as much as you push them out, let him come in and let him control and release yours. See what he does with it. He's so much better at creating. He is the creator. But he wants to partner with you in that process, and so do I. So I hope that this just got you into a momentum that is going to put you into a place of activation. I don't want to be a motivator. I don't want to be a motivational coach. I want to be an activating coach. I want to convert this idea into activation, into energy, into momentum, into kingdom impact. That's me. I love you guys. See you soon. Hey y'all, it's me again. I hope in today's episode you sense an ignite to an ember within you. Something mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually moving that creates and sustains a fire within your journey. Before you go, let's solidify the flame. I'd love for you to take a step right now in declaring your takeaway by snapping a pic of the episode you tuned into, share your sparked moment, and tag me at fitandfaith_podcast or me personally at tamara.andress on Insta. I hope that I can keep you accountable and also share you with the greater community of the Fit and Faith podcast listeners. We're totally in this together. Community over competition is the motto, right? I'd also be incredibly grateful if you took an extra second to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast listening app. I'd love to feature your thought in the next episode and give you and your passion project a big shout out. You know I'm a writer, so I love words and I can't wait to read what you have to say. I'm ready to fuel the flame with you together. And until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. Tune in next time.